सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So Kapil Bhagwan is telling about the sorrows of a jeev. So while in womb also he is suffering, and after birth also he is suffering, in childhood suffering because can't speak, can't scratch himself, and in boyhood he becomes angry because his desires are not fulfilled. Desires are not fulfilled. And bhutai panchabhi arabde dehe dehi buddho asikrata. And this body which is made of pancha mahabhut, he thinks this is dehi, this is atma. And what he does? Asikrata constantly, aham mamati te sadaha karoti kumati matim. And consider this body as atma. And the I and my, aham and mam has come. And this is kumati. This is the wrong understanding. And he starts acting in this world. Tadartham kurute karma. For this body he starts doing action. Worshipping his own ego. We have seen many times this concept. Tadartham kurute karma yad baddho yati sanshritam. And he gets bound himself by his own karma. Which karma? Sakam karma. Sakam karma. He gets bound by his own karma. Sanshritim. Sanshritim. Repeated janma and mrityu. Continuous in the cycle of birth and mrityu, he says. Then what happens? Yah anuyati dadatta. And it is followed by what? Because of your wrong karma. Dadati. It gives you klesha, miseries, avidya, and karma bandhana. Verse number 31. Karma bandhan. Bondage by our own action. Avidya, not knowing our true nature, we are thinking the body is atma. And for satisfying our desires, we are acting in the world and get bound. Then what happens? He get associated with asat people, dussanga. Yat asat vipathi punah sishno udar krito dhamai. He gets attached to the people, those who are asat, those who are engaged in the kam vasana, or udar. Udar means the rasana. So these two indriyas are very difficult to control. Kam vasana and the taste, rasana indriya. Astito rameta jantu tamo visati purvata, and associating with that, enjoys that. So he is also associated with the kam vasana and the rasana indriya and enjoys that. And then tamo visati purvavat, as before, he is in the darkness. In the darkness, he is bound by his karma and then he suffers also. Because of this action, what happens? Satyam, saucham, daya, maunam, buddhi, shri, hri, yasa, chama, sama, dama, bhaga, eti, yat sangad, yati, sangchayam. Sangchayam, these are destroyed. these good values, these good qualities were there, but all these qualities were destroyed because of the dussanga, wrong association. What are these qualities? Satyam, truthfulness, saucham, cleanliness, daya, mercy, maunam, silence, buddhi, intelligence, sri, prosperity, sri, shyness, yasa, fame, chama, forgiveness, sama, control of mind, dama, control of senses. These all are destroyed with the wrong association, and these all are required for our spiritual growth. For spiritual growth, we need all these values. But these are destroyed because of our wrong association. Then 34.
Teshu ashanteshu mudeshu khandita yatmasu asadushu sangam nakuryad shocheshu yoshit kridamigeshu cha.
Teshu, with those such people. Who are these people? Asantesu, agitated people. They are not santa. Those who are engaged in the kam vasana and the rasna indriya, they are never satisfied. They are always asant. Mudhesu, these are people are fools. The fools. Khandit atmasu, khandit atmasu, without any knowledge of spiritual knowledge. No spiritual knowledge they have. Asadhusu, they are wicked people. They are not sadhu. Asadhusu, sangam na kuryat. Kapil Bhagwan says you should not associate with such people. They are asadhu people. They mislead you. They take you to the sansar. Your spiritual journey is obstructed. You are supposed to continue your spiritual journey, and all your values, these are all gone because of the association with the asadhu people. Then sochesu, it is a pitiable condition. Yosit kridva mrigesu, and these people are a dancing doll in the hands of women. Dancing doll in the hands of women because kamesu, because they have got the kam vasana. So one should not associate with a coarse fool who is bereft of spiritual knowledge, and one who is no more than a dancing doll in the hands of a woman. So those who want to spiritually grow should not associate with such person. Should not associate with such person? Those who are engaged in kamvasana, we should not associate with such person. This is dussanga. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, it is said, dussanga sarvatha eva tyajya. We should leave dussanga always. Always remain in the satsang. So if we remain in the dussanga, what will happen? All the qualities, satyam, saucham, daya, maunam, buddhi, etc., these are all destroyed. And a seeker needs all these things. A seeker who wants to grow in his spiritual path needs all these values. But because of the wrong association, these values are all destroyed.
Na tatha sabhaven mohaha bandhascha anya prasangatah yoshit sangad yatha pumsah yatha tat sangi sangatah.
Here Kapil Bhagwan is saying that the moha, the delusion of the attachment with the women, is much more severe than attachment with any other thing. We'll see that. Na tatha, not tatha in that asya manner. Bhavet moha, moha arise, bandha bondage, anya prasangata, if we are bound with other sense object, if you are bound by your house, car and other thing, that is still better. But yosit sangha, attachment to women. Yosit sangha attachment, yatha punso, yatha tat sangita sangata. If a man is get attached to the women or though associated with them, then he says it is much more severe thing. So it is said, though there may be many kinds of association that can cause spiritual degradation, even the attachment to the house or children, that will also degrade us. But this one, there is none that can infatuate and bind the mind of a man so powerfully as sensual association with women or with the people who are engrossed with their kamvasana. But in Kali Yuga, association with the women is very strong. Shastra says association should be only in the grihastha ashram. Acha, don't misunderstand. Don't think after getting married we have done something very illegal and immoral thing. No. It is Brahmaji who created both male and female, man and women. And he instructed the 9 sages to get married and beget children. That was his instruction. He created in such a way that unless man and woman come together, they cannot be complete. They cannot be happy. There are many things the women has got, which men don't have. There are many things in the men, which women don't have. But when they come together, then they become happy. So we have to understand that kaam vasana is for the purpose of begetting children. And that should be only in the grihastha ashram, not in the brahmacharya ashram, and not after the in the banaprastha and sannyas ashram. That should be understood very clearly. But nowadays, what happens in Kali Yuga? I never heard all these things before. You know, in our age, it was not there. Now the children, they don't want to get married also. Live together. And they make a contract, no children. This concept has come. They don't want to take responsibility.
Prajapati swam duhitaram drishtva tadrupadharsitah rohit bhutamsa anvadhavad riksharupi hatatrapah.
Now he gives an example. This kaam vasana is so powerful. Very few are exceptional. Kapil Bhagwan will give only one example who is exception. Otherwise, all are in that. Why this kaam vasana is there? Because Brahmaji wanted that this srishti should grow. And without kaam vasana, srishti will not grow. Unless there is a union of male and female, there cannot be srishti. But how powerful is this? Even Brahmaji was deluded. You see, Prajapati. Prajapati means Brahma. Prajapati, Swam Duhitara, his own daughter. If you remember clearly, first came Brahmaji only. No question of women, female, nothing. So if Brahmaji wants to get married naturally, it will be his progeny only. How can he get married? So Prajapati, Swam Duhitaram Drishtva, seeing his own daughter, Tad Rupa Dharsita, bewildered by her charm, her beauty. Rohit Bhutam, in the form of a deer, sa anvadhavat, he ran. How he ran? Riksha Rupi, in a form of stag. Hatrapa, bereft of same. He became sameless. Who? Brahmaji. Brahmaji became sameless when his own daughter, he came in the form of a female deer. Brahmaji became a stag. Ran after her seamlessly. See the power of this kaam vasana. So at the sight of his own daughter, Brahmaji was bewildered by her charms and seamlessly ran up to her in the form of a stag, whence he took form of a female deer. So even Brahmaji can be captivated, can get deluded by the charm of women. So Lord Shiva captivated with the charm of Mohini form of Lord. Lord Shiva was also captivated, you see. Charm of... What to talk about an ordinary person? We are ordinary person. If Brahmaji and Shivji can be deluded, what to talk about us? So what is the advice? The Mahatma say that we should be very, very careful. Our senses, they don't consider relationship. Be careful. No relationship. Brahmaji could not see his own daughter. There is a relationship. I should not do this thing. So we should all be very cautious. Very cautious means what? Keep a safe distance with your children, daughter, mother, or sister. Because the senses disregard all relations. Disregard all the relations. Next.
Tat srishta srishta srishteshu kono akhandita dhipuman rishim narayanam rite yoshit maya yeha mayaya.
Now, Kapil Bhagwan is giving one exception. Who is exempt from this kaam vasana? Tat, tat means Brahmaji, srishta srishta srishtesu, among the living being. Ko, who, nu, indeed, akhanditati, intelligence not distracted, puman, male. Where can be a male? Except Rishim Narayanam, there was a Rishi. We are not talking about Bhagavan Narayan. It is Rishi Narayan. Rishi Narayan, Rite, except this Rishi Narayan. Yosan Maya Iha Mayaya, who was not attracted, distracted, deluded by the Maya of a woman. He was not distracted by that. Amongst all kinds of living entities begotten by Brahmaji, namely men, devata, animals, none but sage Narayan is immune to the attraction of Maya in the form of women. Only one exception is there, otherwise all are deluded. We all are deluded in that. So Brahma is the first living being. From him came the Marichi. You remember? 10 sages Marichi Adi, out of which Narad did not get married. 9 of them got married with the 9 daughters of Devuti. All got married. And from that, Marichi, then came Kashyap, Manu, and other Devta. None of them are free from the spell of Maya in the form of women. So it is seen in the Srishti, starting from Brahma to Ant, everybody is deluded or attracted by this kaam vasana. Next.
Balam me pasya mayayaha strimaya jaino disham ya karoti padakrantan bhruvi jrimena kevalam.
Now Bhagavan Kapil Bhagwan says, see the my power. What is my balam me pasya mayaya? Balam, the strength. Strength me pasyam. Me means my. See. Maya of Maya, Stri Maya in the form of women. Jaino Disham Yog Karoti Padaklantan. Jaino, conqueror, Disham, all Disha. One who has conquered all Disha means one who is the emperor. Chakravarti Samrat. He is not talking about a king or the chief minister or prime minister of a country. All Disha who has conquered. The Chakravarti Raja. Ya Karoti Padaklantan. Who falls down at the feet of a woman? A Chakravarti Raja also gets attracted and falls at the feet of a woman. How? Bhruvijrambena kevalam. By the movement of the eyebrow of that woman. Maya Krishna. Hey, Chakravarti Raja, come here, come. Just by movement of eye. And he comes. See? He has conquered the whole Disha. Such is the power of that Maya. So behold the might of my Maya in the shape of women, who by mere play of her eyebrows treads under the foot even the conquerors of the four quarters. So everything has come from Bhagwan. Everything from Brahmaji, everything has come. Everything has come from Bhagwan. Janmadayasya yata, in Brahma Sutra it is said. Everything has come from Bhagwan. Attraction of woman is also created by him. But who is exempt? So it is said, one who is engaged in the bhakti of Lord is not attracted by the charm of women. Like, example, Thakur Ramakrishna. Thakur Ramakrishna was in bhakti. And he was so much in bhakti that later on he worshipped his own wife as mother. Own wife. And once he was taken by his bhakta just to taste him. Take to the house of a prostitute. And he said, do you see her? Oh, ma. Calling him ma. See? Why? Because bhakti. His mind is attached to mother. So he is seeing mother in that prostitute also. So we can save ourselves only by turning ourselves toward Bhagwan. अच्छा डोंट मिसअंडरस्टैंड दिस ऑल्सो की दैट ओनली स्त्री इज माया, पुरुष इज ऑल्सो माया, स्त्री इज ऑल्सो क्रिएटेड बाई माया, पुरुष इज ऑल्सो क्रिएटेड बाय, फॉर पुरुष स्त्री इज माया, फॉर स्त्री पुरुष इज माया. सी एंड हु इज सेइंग टू हुम, कपिल भगवान इज सेइंग टू हिज ओन मदर देवभूति ऑल दीज थिंग्स. कपिल भगवान इज पुरुष, मदर इज वुमन. डायलॉग इज गोइंग ऑन इन बिटवीन देम.
संगम न कुर्यात् प्रमदासु जातु योगस्य पारं परमारुरुक्षुः मत्सेवया प्रतिलब्धयात्मलाभः वदन्ती या निरयद्वारमस्य.
देयरफॉर ही इज एडवाइजिंग संगम न कुर्यात्, वन शुड नॉट एसोसिएट संगम, एसोसिएशन न कुर्यात्, वी शुड नॉट डू एनी एसोसिएशन विथ हुम, प्रमदासु प्रमदासु विथ द वुमेन, जातु एवर, हु शुड नॉट डू योगस्य पारम परम आरुरुचु, परम आरुरुचु दोज हु हैव डिसाइडेड दैट आई हैव टू रीच दैट गोल, आई वॉन्ट टू रीच दैट भगवान, आई वॉन्ट टू रीच द अल्टीमेट इन दिस लाइफ, दे शुड नॉट एसोसिएट विथ वीमन. वॉट शुड दे डू सच पीपुल, मत सेवया, दे शुड सर्व मी, सर्व मी सर्व भगवान. सो माइंड इज नॉट टुवर्ड द वर्ल्ड, माइंड इज नॉट टुवर्ड वीमेन, वेर इज द माइंड, माइंड इज टुवर्ड भगवान. मत सेवया प्रतिलब्ध आत्मलाभ, प्रतिलब्ध ऑप्टेन, आत्मलाभ मीन रियलाइज योर ओन सेल्फ. By serving me, he gets realization. You see, in one line, the whole sadhana is given. Mat sevaya, you serve me. Serve me means what? Do all your actions for my happiness. Serve me. Whom are we serving now? We are serving ourselves. Are we serving Bhagwan? No, we are not serving Bhagwan. भगवान इसे मत सेवया, बाई सर्विंग मी प्रतिलब्ध आत्मलाभ है. इफ यू डू सर्विस टू मी, व्हाट विल हैपन, योर माइंड विल बी प्योरिफाइड एंड आफ्टर दैट प्रतिलब्ध, यू विल गेट व्हाट, आत्मलाभ, यू विल गेट रियलाइजेशन. मेनी टाइम्स वी हैव सेड वी हैव टू स्टेप्स फॉर रियलाइजेशन, वन इज प्योरिफिकेशन ऑफ माइंड एंड सेकेंड इज द नॉलेज. हाउ कैन आई प्योरिफाई माई माइंड? मत सेवया, मत सेवया, बाई सेवा टू भगवान. This way we have to purify your mind. Badanti ya nirat dwaram asya, they say ya, the women's or the opposite sex. What is that? Niraya dwaram asya. It is the hell gate. Niraya means hell. Dwaram is gate. So if your mind is not with the Bhagwan, if your mind is in your opposite sex, then what will happen? It is hell. Ho gaya khatam. Sadhana khatam. Whatever you decided to grow in the spiritual path, nothing is going to happen. So, one who aspires to reach the culmination of yoga, we all aspire to reach the Supreme, and has realized his self-rendering service unto him, done his karma yoga, should never associate with an attractive woman, for such a woman is declared in the shastra to be gateway to hell in advancing bhakti. Suppose you are bhakta, all of a sudden you get attracted towards somebody. Ho gaya aapka khatam, bhakti is over. Now narak dwar. Narak dwar means sorrow is going to come. Narak dwar means the sorrow is going to come. So pratilabdha atmalabha, one who has realized should not associate with the young women, he will fall, and fall means narak. Next.
Yopayati shanair maya yoshid deva vinirmita tamiksheta yatmano mrittum trinaikupam vivavritam.
If you don't listen to advice of Kapil Bhagwan, what will happen? You ya upayati. Ya means see, that maya in the form of women, upayati, approaches, how sanai, slowly, maya of maya, yosit, So Yosit means the women in the form of Maya approaches slowly. And who made it? Deva Vinirmita, created by Devta. So women or men, whatever it is all created by Bhagwan only. Tam Ichchat Atmana, Tam Har Ichchat, one must regard Atmana, his own Mrityu, death. See, Bhakta must regard that when he is in the spiritual sadhana, unless he reaches his goal, even after reaching goal also he should not associate. If he associate, again the hell, Narakdwara, will come. So it will be a Mrityu for him. Trinai Kupam Iva Avabritam, like a Kupa, a well. A well is covered with the grass. And a traveler is not able to see that it is a well. He travels on that. What will happen? He will fall in that. So one should be very, very careful about this thing. The women created by Lord is the representative of Maya, and one who associates with such Maya by accepting services must certainly know that this is the way of death, just like a blind well covered with the grass. See, the service of women is very appealing. There is no doubt about that. It is very pleasing and appealing. But one should be very cautious. It is going to block your spiritual progress. So it is very, very clear. No. Recently, we have seen a shooting in a spa, a massage parlor. 6-7 ladies, they were killed. One person. What was the reason behind? Kamvasana. Kamvasana is the only reason. He killed so many. Now what happened? It is Narakdwar. How it is Narakdwar? He is caught. Now do you think he will be able to come out of the prison in the whole life? He has not committed one murder. He has killed so many. So in the prison, all Kamvasana over. Khatam. Spiritual sadhana, over. He will not able to enjoy the world. His freedom is gone. Is this not hell? This is hell.
Yam mannate patim mohat man maya musamayva usabhayatim stritvam stri sangata praptah vittaya patra griha pradam.
In this verse you will find whatever you think at the time of death, you become death. I mean, you become that. So it is said, Yam manyate patim mohan. A jiva, when he or she thinks out of delusion, matmaya risabha ayatim. He comes in the same form. So a person, a male, is thinking about female, or a husband is thinking about wife at the time of death. So what will happen? He will be born as a woman. See, pati will thinking at the time of death about his wife will be born as female. Vice versa. A wife thinking about the husband, she will be born as he now, as a male. Then stritam stri sangatah prapto vitta apatya griha pradam. Now that stri, when gets married, what happens? So she gets a husband, and that husband provides a griha, a house, apatya, children, and money. This is also maya. In Bhagavad Gita it is say, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejante kalevaram tam tam veti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. This is the rule Bhagavan has said in Bhagavad Gita. At the time of death, whatever you think, you become that. So a stree, if he is thinking about her husband, so she will be born as a male. And vice versa. A jiva who, as a result of attachment to a woman in his previous life, has been endowed with the form of women, foolishly looks upon by the maya of Lord in the form of man as her husband. husband and both are creation of Maya. Both looks attracted to one each other. And who is this husband now? As a bestower of wealth, progeny, house and other material assets. So this verse tells woman in this life was previously man. Thinking of women in the past life, he became women in this life. So all of you were men and I was women at that last birth. See, just reverse. Nobody is exception here. So Shastra says both gross body and subtle body, this male, female genitals all are in the upadhi only, outer. In Atman, there is no gender. There is no, you can say this is male Atma or female Atma. There is no gender there. All this thing is only in the gross body and the subtle body. So we should not be caught up in this gross body and subtle body. We have to go beyond this. No, is it up? That is our purpose. Where is the Atman? Atman is beyond the gross body, subtle body and the causal body. So we should not get caught in this gross body and subtle body. That is the essence of this verse.
Tam atmanu vijaniyat pati apatta grihayatmakam daivopasaditam mrittum mrigayor gayanam yatha.
Tam. Tam is Maya. Atmano of herself, vijaniyat, should know, pati, so a patni or a wife should know that pati, husband, apatya, children, griha, home, atmakam, consisting of all these things, daivopasitam, it is brought by devata, and mrityum mrigayo, mrityum yugam gayanam yatha. These are all the doors for the mrityu, you know. Like if you want to hunt a deer, the hunter sings, you know. Hunter sings. And the moment this deer listens to this music or some bhajan or some something of gayanam, singing, he stops. And he's killed. So it is said, a woman therefore should consider her husband, her house, her children to be the arrangement of the Maya. We all should consider that husband, home, wealth, children are all arrangement of the Maya. And for her death, just as the sweet singing of the hunter is death for the deer. They are all the trap for the death. बहुत गलती किया हम लोगों ने क्या नो 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 आई विल स्टिल से गृहस्थ आश्रम इज द बेस्ट आश्रम दोज हु हैज नॉट पास थ्रू द गृहस्थ आश्रम दैट इज दिस इज नॉर्मल थिंग दिस इज नॉर्मल थिंग भगवान वॉन्ट्स अस टू बी लाइक दिस बट एट द सेम टाइम भगवान डजंट वॉन्ट अस टू गेट अटैच ओनली प्रॉब्लम इज द अटैचमेंट मोमेंट यू आर अटैच टू योर हस्बैंड or husband attached to the wife, what will happen at the time of death? You are thinking about your husband or wife, you become
that.
We have to know the principle behind it. Why Bhagwan is saying all these things? So how should we stay in this world? Unattached. Attachment is the doorway to hell. Attachment is... In nowhere you will find in the Shastra saying that you leave comfort of your house, you donate your all wealth. Everything, nothing is said about all these things in the Shastra. They always say, okay, remain detached. Even if you are Raja, Raja Janak, he, after realization, after getting the knowledge of the self, he didn't leave his Rajya or went to forest. No. He only disassociated with the Raja. That's all. He remained as a Raja. So whatever we have got, we can enjoy, but don't get attached, that's all. Don't get attached. Attachment will take you to the hell. Attachment will take you to the hell. So householder should stay together, but what they should do, they should do all their duty for the happiness of the Lord. Just think as if the Brahmaji has said to us that you beget children. Khatam. It is the order of Brahmaji. Like Brahmaji told his son, go and get married and beget children. We are all following the same instruction of Brahmaji. But don't get attached. That's all. And do our duties. Duties toward our children, duty toward everybody. How? As if the Brahmaji has given, the Bhagwan has given me this duty. He thought I am fit for this, whether the child is good or bad, able or disabled. Bhagwan thought we are the fit for this purpose. So our duty that we should see, that I am doing my duty for the happiness of the Lord. After that, Bhagwan will take care. Kya hoga, nahi hoga, Bhagwan will take care. If we do in this way, there will not be any fall. No fall. So we can continue with our spiritual sadhana. Now, from 43 to 48 is the meaning of death. What is death? Meaning of death is said by Bhagwan from 43 to 48.
Dehena jiva bhutena lokat lokam manubrajan bhunjana eva karmani karoti aviratam puman.
Dehena, because of this deha, on account of this deha, jiva bhutena, living being, all living being, because of this deha, lokat lokam anubrajanam. Anubrajanam, wandering from one loka to another loka. So a jiva travels from one loka to another loka. We know there are seven higher loka and seven lower loka. So jiva travels from one loka to another loka. Why? Bhunjan eva karmani karoti. Jojo karma kiya hai. Karoti, whatever action he has done. So whatever action he has done, he has to experience the fruit of action. Bhunjan, enjoying. Enjoying the fruit of action, whatever he has done. So if I am doing a very good karma, lot of punya karma, and if I don't realize in this life what will happen, for this punya, I have to go to another loka. Higher loka. There I will get higher type of sukha. Whatever sukha is there in this bhuloka, in the other loka, bhuva, swaha, maha, jana, tapa, satyam, in each loka the sukha is 100 times greater. Understand this way. If you are getting a sukha of one rasugulla here, if it can be measured, that I got 10 units of sukh, multiplied by 100, the same rasugulla in bhuva will give you 10 into 100, 1000 times. Swarga, again multiplied by 100 times. Maha, another 100 times. So the sukha in the higher lok is greater, 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 greater. Bhunjan eva karmani karoti abhiritam pranam. And how long it will abhiritam? It will not stop incessantly. Chalta rehta hai. After experiencing the sukh in the upper loka, I come down again. Chine punye martaloke bichanti. Again come back to this loka. Again I start doing good karma, bad karma. If I have done bad karma, chalo niche jao. And earlier also Bhagwan has said, if you don't believe in other loka, are you not seeing the people in Narak and Swarga here? Those who have done good karma, they are staying with less sorrow, in luxuries. And those who have done bad karma, how they are staying, you see? People are living as a Narak in here also. So in this loka also we find people like that. Or in each person also, if your mind is agitated, you are in Narak. If your mind is peaceful, you are in Swarga. See? So in this way, he goes up and down. Abhiritam, continuously goes. So moving from one lok to another lok, Swarga or Narak, with the subtle body. Which body will go? Not this gross body. Gross body, we all know it is cremated. So what goes? Subtle body goes. Subtle body goes, and this human soul goes on reaping the fruit of action and unceasingly at the same time performing sakam karma for future birth. So long we continue to do the sakam karma, we are reserving our next birth. Next birth is guaranteed. So long we are doing this work. But our Shastra says that from this jiva we have to become Brahman in this life only. Once we become Brahman, after that there is no death of Brahman, there is no birth of Brahman. The cycle of birth and death is over. So how can I become Brahman? So it is said, Kapil Bhagwan says, start doing bhakti. He will say that. Start doing bhakti. If we start doing bhakti, you don't have to bother about your knowledge and all that. Bhagwan in Gita has said, Dadami buddhi yogam. I will arrange for buddhi, I will arrange for the knowledge for such bhakta. Somebody will come and give you the knowledge at appropriate time, right time. Guru will come in your life, he will tell you. Or Bhagwan says, Aham samudrata mrityu sansar sagarat, in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. If you are my bhakta, ananya bhakta, single-pointed bhakta, it is my duty to take you out from the sansar sagar. What is this sansar sagar? It is the mrityu sansar. You are in the cycle of birth and death. I will take you out from there. Why? Because you are my bhakta. It is my duty to take you out from this. So what is our duty? Our duty is to do bhakti. Bhakti sadhana. This is our duty. That we should do. Next.
44, no?
44.
Jivo hi asya anugo deha bhutendriya manomayah tannirodhasya maranam avirbhavastu sambhavah.
What is janma and maran is explained in this verse 44. Jivo, jimane jiva, asya anugo, suitable, deha. Bhuta indriya manomay. So this gross body, which is with the made of five great elements, bhuta, and it is equipped with indriya, senses, mana. Mana means mind. Tat nirodasya jiva varnam. When this gross body is not able to perceive anything, it is called death. Tasya nirodasya maranam. And abhirbhavastu sambhava. But the manifestation, when it is able to perceive things, then it is birth. So what is death? The death is of the gross body. And what is birth? Birth is of gross body. So the linga sarira, which is essential feature of jiva, is consisted of 17 items. So there is one gross body and there is subtle body. This subtle body has got 17 items. We all know 5 jnanendriya, 5 karmendriya, panch pran, man and buddhi. 17 items is the subtle body. This subtle body cannot perform any action without gross body. Without gross body, subtle body cannot perform any action. So when it loses gross body, it is called death. When this subtle body cannot perform any actions because the gross body is not there, it is death. When it gains the new gross body, it is called birth. So there is no birth and death of the subtle body on the death and birth of gross body. Don't think the subtle body is also destroyed with the gross body. We see the birth of gross body here, we see the death of gross body here. But the subtle body travels. The birth and death are of the gross body and not the jiva. Jiva means the subtle body. This we should be very clear. It is said, Brahma Mayan Sarva Bhutani Yantrani Rune Maya. Because of this Maya, because of this Karma Bandhan, all Bhuta, they are in the cycle of birth and death. They are all deluded. They are doing karma. What type of karma? Sakam karma. And they are bound. So under the spell of Maya, we go to different loka and it is never ending. And why it is happening? It is because of my karma. Everything is related to karma. We cannot stay even for a moment without karma. Gita says how to act in the world. Without studying Gita, we are all acting in the world. We all are successful. But what happens? We are doing sakam karma. Therefore, we are creating vasanas. We are bound by that vasana. Gita says you have to do niskam karma. You have to do karma yoga. So that your existing vasanas are also reduced, exhausted. Since we have not studied Bhagavad Gita, or even after studying Bhagavad Gita, we have still not started our journey. So what will happen? I have got the knowledge. I have got the knowledge what I have to do. But still I am not doing. What will happen? Same result, like a jnani. A jnani, ignorant person, has got no knowledge that I should not do sakam karma. Or a jnani, or a seeker having the knowledge that I should do niskam karma, but still doing sakam karma. So how is it different from the jnani? A jnani is doing also sakam karma, and the person who is studying Bhagavad Gita is also doing the sakam karma. Result will be same. You are bound. You have to go to other loka. We get the example of Naraji. You see, the karma is the cause. Karma is the cause for wealth, and karma is the cause for all our situation. You will find a person or two babies born in the same hospital, in the same OT, by two doctors at the same time. The date of birth, time of birth is exactly same. But their destinies are different. Or even the twins are born a second or 2 seconds or 10 seconds or 1 minute after also, their destinies are different. How do you explain? It is karma. It is karma. Because of karma, this is all things are happening. Narad was a Dasi Putra. He did satsang, served the sant, and he was born as a Narad. Narad Maharshi he became. Because he served sadhu. Mother was also servant there. So mother used to bring Narad. So Narad also used to serve. So he became Narad Muni.
Dravya upalabdhi sthanasya dravyeksha yogyata yada tat panchatvam maham manat utpatti dravya darshanam.
46 also.
Yatha yaksho dravya vayava darshanaya yogyata yada tadaiva chakshusha drishtu drishtuhu drishtatvat yogyata nayoha.
Example is given in 46. So we'll see the 46 first, then we go to the 45. Yatha, just add akshana. Akshana means the eyes. Eyes. Drabhya. Drabhya means the object. Avayava, parts. Darsana, seeing. Ayogyata, incapability. Yada, when. Tadeva. Tadeva. Then indeed, chachusa, the sense of sight. Drashtu, drashtabhyam. Then the faculty of the seeing also. Ayogyata, nayo. Then the faculty of the seeing is also ayogya, incapable. Suppose, all we know, this is the outer eyes. This is the gross eye. But this gross eye is able to see because there is a subtle indriya. Subtle indriya through which it sees. If you take out this gross eye and keep it somewhere, it will not see. It will not see. Unless it is connected with that faculty of seeing. That faculty of seeing is the part of the sukshma sarira. Remember the subtle sarira? Five jnanendriya, five karmendriya, panchama, prana. Those are subtle. This eye is not subtle. This is gross. So this gross eye is associated with the subtle eye, subtle indriya, faculty of seeing. Then it is able to see. So when this eye is not seeing, the faculty is also not able to see. When the gross eye is not able to see, if this aperture is wrong, what will happen? The inside also, the indriya, the sukshma indriya also can't see. Sukshma indriya needs that. Similarly, same way, drabhya upalabdhi, now coming to 45, drabhya upalabdhi sthanasya, drabhya upalabdhi, perceptions of object. Drabhya upalabdhi sthanasya, of place, drabhya, objects, drabhya, iksha, iksha means the perception, ayogyata, incapability, yadavan, tatta panchattam aham manat, then it is a death. When this body is not able to perceive the objects of the world, it is said it is death. It is death. Utpatti drabhya darsanam, and when this physical body is able to see or perceive the object, then it is birth. So it is said here, just as when the eyes lose their capacity to see color and form, the sense of sight also gets deadened that very moment, and the jiva seer of the both loses his power of sight. Similarly, when the physical body is rendered incapable of perceiving them, that is known as death. So if my body is not able to see the color and form, or the eyes can't see the color and form, or the ears can't hear, or all the organs of perception and actions are not working, it is death. And when one begins to view the physical body as one's very self, that is called the birth. But the self never dies or born. Na hannate hannamane sarire. When the body dies, self still remains. So when the subtle body goes out of this gross body, it is death. When the subtle body enters into a new body, it is called birth. It is called birth. You all know gross body and subtle body. What goes out is the subtle body. So people ask one question. Papa punya is done by gross body. If the gross body is cremated here, how can there be papa punya then? Who is going to suffer this papa and punya? So all we know that papa punya are done with the association of the subtle body. When the gross body and subtle body both are there, then only action will happen. So who suffers papa punya? This subtle body. This subtle body will go to the higher loka, will get the soka. This subtle body go to the narak, will get the papa. Or for the karma fall, even in this body, we are experiencing sukha and dukha. In this world also we are experiencing sukha and dukha. So, pap and punya continues. Don't think that when the gross body and the pap punya also is over. No. It will continue. The yatra of jiva continues this way. 47.
Tasmat nakarya santrasaha nakarpanyam nasambhravaha buddhva jiva gatim dhiraha mukta sangas charediha.
Tasmat. Tasmat not on account of death or death. Karya, tasmat na karya santrasa. Na means you should not, be fearful. Santrasa means feel horror. Horror. Na karpanya, not miserliness. Na samprabha, eagerness for the material gain. So during, while living in this world, don't be miserliness, don't be eager to gain more and more, and don't get frightened with the death also. Buddha, realizing jiva gatim, true nature of the jiva. Realize this thing. How the jiva goes from one world to another. Dhira. Dhira means the realized person, steadfast. Mukta sanga charetiya. He revels, he walks in this earth without attachment. Free of attachment. So therefore one should not view death with horror, nor have any recourse to defining body as soul, nor give way to exaggeration in enjoying the bodily necessities of life. Realizing the true nature of the jeev, one should move about in the world free from attachment and steadfast in purpose. Our purpose is to abide in the self. That should be known. We should not be frightened with the death is approaching. Arre, death will happen even if I realize, I don't realize death is going to happen. This gross body will die. I have to stop the traveling of the subtle body. And subtle body will disintegrate only on the knowledge. Otherwise, subtle body will continue. So we have to get the knowledge and disintegrate this subtle body. The subtle body is also made of Pancha Mahabhut, but Sukshma Pancha Mahabhut. Gross body is made of gross Pancha Mahabhut, which is cremated here. This disintegration will happen only on realization. Realization will happen only when you get the knowledge. Knowledge will happen only when the mind is purified. Mind will be purified only when you do the karma yoga. When you do the karma for Bhagwan, then only it happens. I hope it will be absolutely clear. The sadhana is clear. What is to be done? So we should put in effort to purify our mind by bhakti, get knowledge and mukti. Guruji says all actions in the Grihastha Ashram should be the puja of the Lord. This is Guruji says in his Bhagavat Pravachan. Should be puja of the Lord. Same thing we are saying. All our actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. One can be liberated in the Grihastha Ashram also on getting knowledge. So don't think it is going to happen in the Sannyas Ashram after attaining 75 years of age or any other time. It can happen in Grihastha Ashram also while we are living with your own family. Precondition is that you should not be attached to Griha. Only precondition is don't get attached, that's all. Attachment is very bad. Attachment is to be avoided. And the Grihastha should be ready to leave the house. How? Like you pick up a grass and you are ready to leave that grass immediately if you are sick, because you are not attached. Suppose you are sitting somewhere and pulling grass. People have got the habit of doing all these things, pulling the grass. And then after that, leave it also. So Griha is also like a grass only, Guruji says. Don't hold it on. One more we see and we close our this chapter.
Samyak darshanaya buddhya yoga vairagya yuktaya maya virachite loke charet nasya kalevaram.
Samyak darshana, with the right vision, endowed with the right understanding, buddhaya by reason, yoga vairagya yuktaya. Yoga means the bhakti yoga. We should have the bhakti, vairagya from the world. This vairagya should be based on viveka. What is viveka? This sansar will never give me permanent sukh. And I want permanent sukh. So, first you decide yourself, introspect. Has this sansar given you permanent sukh? We all tried for the whole life. Did you get it, permanent sukh? No. Do you think it will give you in future? No. My own experience. It will not give me permanent sukh. I want permanent sukh. So therefore, what you have to do? Vairagya. You have to disassociate with this sansar. Maya virichate. And this is all arranged by maya. Loke in jagat. Charet nyasya. Charet means the move. Narasya, nyasya, relegating kalevaram body. So with a truth oriented understanding, having this spiritual understanding developed through the vairagya and the spiritual practice is the bhakti yoga, he should live in this world, the expression of the divine power, detaching himself from the obsessive body consciousness, and with the thought that the body is only a product of karma. This body is a product of karma. We have to have all this understanding. Then only you can come out of it. So a question may come into the mind of a bhakta that if I engage in the bhakti, I will have an economic problem. Is it not so? A question may come in the mind. So khali bhakti bhakti, if I am doing bhakti bhakti, what is going to happen? I will have financial problem. So Bhagwan has said in Bhagavad Gita, yoga chem bahamyaham. It will be taken care of. It will be taken care of. Don't worry. Don't worry. Yoga chem bahamyaham.
इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याय संहितायां तृतीय स्कंदे कपिलेयोपाख्याने जीवगतिर्नाम एकत्रिंशोऽध्यायः. ओम पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम. श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.